This is my final reflection, reflecting on this course and the professional goals I implemented at the beginning of this quarter, how I developed these goals, and as how I have completed this course, what new goals have arisen, and what steps do I plan to take to meet these goals. So I decided to do a audio recording. Alright, that was me breaking the ice as I'm ready to reflect on my goals I set for teaching this quarter. And I actually found a written entry in my notebook that says, my goal for teaching this quarter is to gain confidence in developing curriculum and engagement tactics. And then my goal for teaching in life was to meet the needs of all students through engagement and understanding of students' areas of interest, strength, and growth, which I feel like really, really connected to this quarter and how much I grew in my professional experience, and directly tying to my experience with my learning partner this quarter. So I'm gonna dive a little bit more into how I've developed towards these goals. I feel like I developed these goals in a sense through looking directly at the Common Core and connecting specific content standards to the implementing and writing of my lessons. I feel like I've been wary of the process of being able to teach all standards, and it kind of was a fear for me that I would not be able to know how to directly tie a lot of and meet all of the standards into my lessons, but this course was really beneficial for just seeing how closely connected the standards are with what your partner needs and what they need to work on. And the readings really benefited this too, because the different areas of being able to acknowledge the processes of literacy development and just the different ways of becoming an emergent to an emergent reader and writer, and that process was super beneficial to see also how those content standards can develop and promote the learning process of that. When I was working with my learning partner, I feel as if I really had to push myself hard to become very personal and meet what he needed, in the sense of looking at his interest and knowing how to engage him. And I feel like this has been something I have known that I needed to do, and I know that this is one of my teaching philosophies, that I need to incorporate the interest of my students, and that students should be given a choice in the classroom with the power dynamic of choice, and it should be incorporating student inquiry. And I love and am so thankful for my experience of gaining confidence in this, because I feel like I hadn't quite gotten the experience of, so what does this really look like in a lesson form? And just developing the relationship and seeing the curiosity and the intense drawing of super detailed monsters and traps and video games, all things that I felt kind of scared, like I didn't know how to incorporate. It felt so natural. It wasn't about me not specifically connecting to these things or having experience with a ton of video games and a ton of violence and monsters and his level of interest. It was me knowing how to provide a safe and engaging lesson within that. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, but more briefly. Through developing my confidence and engagement tactics, I also learned a lot about how to identify the needs of a whole child. I tried many things with my partner student, and that included identifying his confidence and ability to use self-expression in drawing, and knowing how to coordinate that into my lessons to further his understanding of developmental literacy areas. But also I knew when or I learned to know how to identify also needs that maybe beyond instruction, in the sense that there were days that I knew that I wasn't going to be able to push an entire lesson onto my student because of either the emotional aspect, or just the coming to school without all of his needs being met and needing that safe space to just maybe not get through a lesson, but have a space to talk about how he was feeling and still recognize that I want to keep high expectations for his learning development, but knowing when to continue to push his thinking or to move on to a new engagement strategy. And that was something that I had to do a lot this quarter. I had to be ready to apply new engagement tactics, ones that I've never had implemented in my lesson planning before, and it was really fun to check out an EATRC item and find out fun ways to use tools that are engaging, and that is a intervention method to be able to apply those in your lessons for further support. Also, in movement was a huge one. Getting a student to have a total physical response to learning of literacy, specifically letter sounds. It was so much fun. Just being able to see what my student benefited from doing and incorporating his interest in really fun ways. I don't think I would have ever gone into a just straight go to creating traps and having a kindergartner trap a letter for the sound. But now I think because I knew his interest in what he wanted and applied that to my lesson, and I can do that so easily with all my students, future students, and knowing how to push students' thinking, but also how to be aware and mindful of maybe what is needed further from either their emotional development or just the hierarchy of needs of students. With this tremendous amount of professional development and very meaningful experiences I have had the opportunity to have, I have new goals for my teaching and furthering my professional development, in the sense of learning to educate myself so much more on just the needs of student populations, of like what to do in terms of trauma with students and how that affects lesson instruction. I've seen a lot about calm down corners and calm down strategies, giving students the opportunity to just disengage for a little while and focus on their breathing, or have a safe space to feel their emotions and what they're going through. And often there's also manipulatives where they can just squeeze or like play with a Rubik's cube, so they can have a physical response too that allows them to calm down. And I think in my experiences in the schools, I haven't myself personally been able to apply specific strategies. I've seen them be done, and with my learning partner, I did have to stop my lesson sometimes because he would want to sometimes actually just like lay down and not engage in the lesson, and sometimes I could get him back up onto his feet, but a lot of times when he would complain of being too tired and not getting any sleep, I wanted to know more personal like engagement strategies that are useful for meeting those needs, in the sense of should I have gone back to the classroom and given him the chance to go to the classroom, calm down corner, and stopped being outside of the classroom altogether? But my new goal for my professional development is to continue to learn about these things and continue to trust my judgment with that gained knowledge. So the steps that I'm going to take is to continue to educate myself on when these calm down strategies can be implemented, and furthermore, when in my classroom experiences I can apply these chances. And I want to equip myself with tools. That could be something like as simple as maybe making and purchasing just a few squishy balls or Rubik's cubes, that in a classroom setting, if I'm having a student who needs this opportunity, I can allow them to use this calm down strategy. And actually, now that I'm talking and thinking about it, I remember one of the specific days when sort of my learning partner was checking out from the lesson and starting to complain about being tired and not wanting to do anything. He had made a little stuffy in the classroom during work time, where he just put a cotton ball around a piece of cloth that he had found, and he stapled it. And I noticed that he was using it as a stuffy because it was stuffy day and he didn't bring one, so he had a smiley face on it like it was his stuffy. But then I suggested, hey, have you ever heard of calm down toys? And he didn't know what that was, and I told him, well, you can actually squeeze your stuffy and does it make you feel better? And I remember he thought that was really cool. So in a sense, I did think about it, but I want to continue to think about it and continue to educate myself. And that is the next steps. And I really appreciate how much growth I have made this quarter and the personal experiences that have grown or helped me to grow. And so thank you.